Our next presenter is well known to us. He's going to talk about the Internet and IVR survey, choice engagement and data equivalency. Dr. Santosh Verma is a research scientist with the Liberty Mutual Research Institute for Safety. His research has focused on investigating the causes and consequences of slips, trips, and falls on the same level, as well as return to work outcomes following various medical treatments. Dr. Verma.
Thanks. Good morning, everybody. So today we are going to talk about use of internet and IVR to collect data for longitudinal studies. And IVR stands for Interactive Voice Response System. You can use it using telephone. If you're not familiar with the term Interactive Voice Response System, it's when you call customer service and you get a message like, for sales, press 1, for service, press 2. That is your Interactive Voice Response System. So you can enter your responses using touch tones. And you can also basically record your voice for open-ended questions. So before I start, let me ask you, how many of you have used internet to collect data, online surveys? All right, it's quite a few of you. How many of you have used IVR to collect data? Almost none. Did I see one hand? All right, so this will be interesting. And it will be interesting to hear your thoughts after the presentation. I have no financial relationships to disclose. And as Joyce said, I work at Liberty Mutual Research Institute for Safety. We do research in occupational injuries, highway safety, and workplace disability. We publish our finding in scientific peer-reviewed journals. So traditionally, epidemiologists have relied on traditional methods of basically data collection using paper pencil surveys and telephonic interviews. But new technological advances have provided us with new modes of data collection. And today we are going to talk about internet and IVR. And there are several advantages of these new technological methods. Here are some of the examples. I will not go over all of them, but I think the most important is that they are very resource efficient, particularly when you have a large cohort and you have to follow your cohort repeatedly over time. They are resource efficient. And the other neat thing is that the data automatically gets into a spreadsheet. So there is no transcription and there is no possibility of transcription error. And because of these advantages, these IVR and internet have become very popular, and particularly internet, as you have seen here, a lot of people are using internet to collect data, and a lot of longitudinal studies are using internet to collect data. And here are the three big kind of cohort studies that are using only online surveys. So nurses, health study 3 is going to recruit nurses and basically follow them only using online surveys. The French study and nurses, midwives, e-cohort study, they are also using only online surveys. There are several longitudinal studies that have used IVR. They are not as large as these big three here, but there are several in number. And here are the two examples that pertains to kind of injuries and safety. So work safety climate and safety practices among Latino workers and self-reported violence among adolescents. We could find only one study, one longitudinal study that has used both internet and IVR. So when you're doing a survey, you worry about sample selection and you don't want your survey mode to bias your survey selection. IVR, which are accessed using telephone, have almost universal access. And sometimes we would like to believe that internet also has kind of universal access, but that's not true. According to Pew survey that was done in May 2013, so very recently, 15% of US adults, they don't use internet. And another 9% have no internet access at home. So they can go somewhere and access internet, but they don't have easy access to internet. So that's 24%. And that is really significant. And the other issue that is equally significant is that this lack of access is not randomly distributed in the population. So, hoping I can get the cursor here. So Hispanics have less access. Not surprisingly, people over 65 years of age, they have less access. People less than high school education have less access. And household, they're making less than 30,000, they have less access. So if you're using only online surveys, only web surveys, then there's a possibility that you may have a lower representation from these population, and that could bias your sample selection. So then you want to combine your online surveys with telephonic surveys or IVR, but then the question is that are you getting the same data from the two surveys? So in this study, we had four objectives. One was to look at the choice of survey mode by socio-demographic characteristics, so who chooses what. We also wanted to look at last to follow-up rate by survey mode. So if you choose IVR versus internet, is last to follow-up different? And then we wanted to look at the self-reported rate of slipping by survey mode, because in this study we were interested in slips and falls. We did this in restaurant workers. So rate of slipping was our primary outcome. So we wanted to see if the data is equivalent for the main outcome. And then we wanted to look at the primacy and recency effect by survey mode. And what those are is that if you're giving a kind of a list type of question over the telephone, so if you're asking, for example, what brand of shoe you are wearing, is it Nike, is it SafeTrax, is it Shoes for Cruise, then if you're listening it over the phone, you may not have memory resources to remember all the choices. So you may be more likely to choose the first choice, the first thing that you heard, and that's the primacy effect. Or you may be, you may choose the last choice, that's the one that you remember, and that is called recency effect. So you wanted to see if there's a there's an evidence of primacy and recency effect by survey mode. So this original design was a prospective cohort study. We were interested in slips and falls among restaurant workers. We recruited 36 restaurants and 475 workers from these restaurants. At the baseline, we collected demographic information. We also collected information about the risk factors that we thought were important for slips and falls. And then we asked our participants to report their slip experience every week for the next 12 weeks. So every week they reported whether they slipped or not, if they slipped, how many times they slipped, how many hours they worked last week. If they slipped, what was the time that they slipped in four blocks, and what was the floor contaminant that they slipped on. And then they were given a choice. They could do it by internet or they could do it using IVR. So if they chose IVR, we gave them a toll-free phone number, we gave them a unique six-digit identifier, and then we gave them instructions on how to use IVR, which was not that difficult. For the internet, we asked participants to give us their email addresses, and we emailed them every week a link to the survey, asking them to do the survey, and the link had embedded their identifier and basically language of choice. And every week, we send them a text reminder on the day of the survey that today is your due date to do the survey, please do it. And if they didn't do it on the due date, then the next day or the next business day, a study member called them basically and said that you need to do your surveys. So we used generalized estimating equations model to look at these five things. So we looked at this basically demographic characteristics by survey mode. We also looked at the percent of participants who completed at least one survey. So we were trying to look at the familiarity barrier because they haven't done any surveys. We have told them, like, okay, this is the, how the survey is going to look like if there is a barrier in doing the at least one survey. Then we looked at the mean number of completed surveys among those who have completed at least one survey. So you have completed one survey, so you have crossed over the familiarity barrier. Now how engaged you are with the survey mode. So is there is a differential loss to follow up among those who have done at least one survey. And as I said before, we looked at the reported rate of slipping and selection of first and last choice by survey mode. So here are the results. So as you can see, as age increases, the percent of participants who choose internet kind of goes down. And among people who are 50 years and older, among participants who are 50 years and older, only 11% of participants chose to do their survey by internet. There is no effect by gender. Participants with less than high school education and high school graduates, they were less likely to choose internet survey. African Americans and Hispanics / Latino, they were less likely to choose internet survey. And people who choose Spanish survey, they were very few of them chose internet. So basically, we did this survey in three languages, English, Spanish, and Portuguese, and people were choosing a Spanish survey, very few of them chose to do it by internet. If you look at the engagement, about 92% of participants who basically agreed to participate in the study completed at least one survey, and it is by internet, and 87% of those who chose telephone did at least one survey. And so internet, people choosing internet was like about 8% more likely to complete at least one survey, and this was statistically significant. Among those, so when we are looking at the mean number of surveys among those who completed at least one survey, participants who chose internet, they completed about 0.5 surveys more as compared to people who chose IVR. And this was again statistically significant. So there is a little bit more engagement with internet. For the data equivalency, if you look at the rate of slipping, it was very similar among internet and telephone group, and this was not statistically significant. And again, when looking at the first and last choices, none of these results were statistically significant. So all the 95% confidence intervals, they included one. So as we have seen that older adults, those with less than high school education, Spanish speakers, and Hispanics / Latinos were less likely to choose internet surveys. And similar to like the Pew results, these people also have less access. So again, if you have a survey that's based only online, you may have less representation from these population. The other thing we found out was that the IVR is also a method of choice for people who have difficulty reading, as reading vocabulary is higher, is lower than the receptive vocabulary. So they're able to do it on the IVR, but they were not able to read the survey on the internet. And this is this was relevant in our population because we are doing this in the restaurant workers. For the engagement, we found that the loss to follow-up rate was a little bit higher for the IVR group. However, we believe that the advantages of combining the two surveys overweighs this limitation because you are diversifying your sample selections, and other studies have shown that the response rate is higher if you provide people with a choice of the survey mode. And finally, we didn't find any evidence of lack of data equivalency. For the limitation, the survey was kept deliberately short to maximize response rate and minimize loss to follow-up, so we don't know how the results will be generalizable to longer surveys. And internet use has increased over time, so this study was done in 2008-2009. We are doing another study that more people are choosing. So in this study, about 30% people chose to do it by internet. The next study, is about 50% people are choosing to do their survey by internet. But still, we see that about 24% of U.S. adults don't have easy access to internet. So in conclusion, studies relying on internet may lead to exclusion of older adults, people from lower education group, and racial ethnic minorities. And we found that for short, repetitive surveys, it's possible to combine data from internet and IVR. Thank you. And this study has been accepted for publication in the Annals of Epidemiology. So hopefully it will be published soon. Thanks.
Thank you. One question, and then we'll try to have questions at the end.
Okay.
So, if you look at the people who started the survey, or did the survey in terms of the comparison from the internet folks and the IVR, because a lot of people, they may choose one because they think it's shorter or more convenient to touch. Answer.
So we have not looked at that. I will say there's two things. One, these surveys are really short, so it's very easy to complete them. Mostly it takes them less than 5 minutes to complete. The other thing I will say is that we heard a lot of people from internet mode who wanted to change to telephone mode because is that their connection gets lost, or they don't have access, or their computer has something that happened to their computer. But we very few people from the who chose initially to do it by a telephone wanted to go to the internet.
So. Thank you so much.
Thank you.